A study into Sydney's desalination plant has found there was little impact on the surrounding ecosystem when it was last operating. The University of New South Wales has released the findings as the state's dam levels drop. The authors say it's the first study of its kind into the impacts of desalination plants, as Thomas Aretti reports.
Divers approach the point where Sydney's desalination plant takes water from the sea. They're off the coast of Kurnell in southern Sydney, where the plant is preparing to make seawater ready to drink. It hasn't actually done that since 2012, but that could all change in the coming months.
The prediction is that the dam levels will drop to the level that triggers the plant to be turned back on.
Emma Johnston is a professor of marine ecology and the dean of science at the University of New South Wales. She's released the results of a study into the impact of pumping that salty brine back into the sea after it's treated.
It is a surprise. Our study debunks the prevailing view that it would have been the salinity or the hypersalinity that caused the toxic impact. And it's partly because this is a very well-designed desalination plant. It's got some brand new components to the way that they're dispersing the saline brine. So it's pumping high-pressure brine out to 25 metres depth in the ocean. It is dispersing and diluting very quickly.
In other words, the high salinity content had a minimal impact on the surrounding marine ecosystem. But there was another unforeseen impact. The brine was pushed out at such a high pressure, it actually changed the water current.
Species of marine invertebrates that are slow swimmers were reduced in abundance, and so they're the sponges, the tube worms, the lace corals, and species that are really fast swimmers that can swim against this incredible new current, like the barnacles, were increased in abundance. So there were more of them and they were bigger and they were quite happy.
The study was commissioned by Sydney Water, which owned the plant when it first approached the researchers back in 2007. A spokesman has told AM it shows Sydney Water's diligence in ensuring infrastructure it delivers doesn't have an adverse impact on the environment. And infrastructure like this isn't going anywhere. According to Professor Emma Johnston, the report is timely.
Desalination is what people are turning to around the world. So currently about 1% are relying on desalination globally for fresh drinking water, but we're expecting that to increase very rapidly. So that's a global trend. It's one that's going to continue as increasingly frequent and severe climate and population-driven water shortages impact on the availability of fresh water.
The plant's operators say they're in care and maintenance mode at the moment, and they'll restart the plant when the dam levels drop below 60%. Those levels are currently at 64.
Thomas Aretti reporting.